Lord, you're wonderful. There's no doubt about that. And look, I look back at this past year, and I wish we could do over and change things that I didn't like, and change things that I wasn't satisfied with, and change mistakes, and change the decisions, but I can't. So, Lord, what do I do? Well, your word tells me, I forget those things which are behind, I press forward toward the mark, the prize of the high calling. But, Lord, that ain't easy. So, Lord, this morning I'm asking you to help me that I might be what I need to be as I preach this morning. Father, I love these people that's listening. Lord, those that's listening on live stream, those that ain't able to be here, Lord, I love them. And Lord, there's help. There's plenty of help from you. And Lord, help us to see it. Help us to take it. And Lord, I pray this morning that as you challenge our heart, that Lord, you'll help us. We need you. We're a helpless people this morning. Oh God, I pray that you would help us today. Lord, I pray for Joey. Oh God, I pray that you would show mercy on his soul. Lord, he's been told over and over, but yet nothing's ever happened. And Lord, I ask you to take baby Gail and hug her up close to you. Lord, you encourage her, Cordell, Kira. Lord, this morning I pray that you'll get glory there. Lord, I've watched you get glory in that stick unit many times. And Lord, I'm praying that you get glory in that stick unit down there this morning. I pray, oh God, that mercy will be shown and salvation will come. Lord, I'm not as concerned over the health. Lord, I'm concerned over the soul. Please, oh God, do a work there. God, doctors and nurses. But Lord, they might be even needs the same seriousness sitting right here. And oh God, I pray for everyone that's sitting in a bench this morning here in this church house. In a chair, standing, sitting in a nursery downstairs with the children. Oh God, I pray that you might speak and draw and move upon people. That those who are not saved will cry out, what must I do to be saved? And those of us that are saved might come to you starting fresh and brand new this morning. And we're going to praise you for it all. Lord, I'm nothing, but I thank you for everything you give. You are so great. Touch me fresh, I ask. Give me power to preach as you see fit. And I'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. And amen. Turn to Genesis chapter 32, if you would. Genesis chapter 32. And I want all of us to finish well. Ever since Danny Russell died and we had his funeral, it's been on my mind about finishing well. And if he was here at the funeral, that's what I tried to preach, was that he finished well. And everybody in here has got a past. Everybody in here has got mistakes. This year has not been a good year in a lot of ways. We've had SARS. We've had death. We've had sicknesses. We've had tragedies. We've had things that's happened to us this year. We've watched people walk away from God. I watched people pass away that needed the Lord this year. And I'm glad this year's done. I'm glad it's over. But can I tell you, we can all finish well. Every one of us this morning can finish the way we ought to finish, the way the Lord wants us to finish. Now, this could very well be my last message. You know, it has been told of years that I ought to preach as a dying man to dying men, because that's what I am. I'm a dying man, and you're dying. And we ought to understand that. I got a text this morning from a preacher, and he said, remember, preacher, we're going to have the last Sunday, the last message, the last opportunity, so we're praying for you. That's what he texted me this morning. But can I tell you, that may very well be true. Might be the last message I preach, but it might be the last one you hear. Think about that. But I want to finish well. I can go back and live in the past. And if I could go back and change things to where I would be a better Christian, I would. All right, but I don't want to go back and do it all over again and see. Everybody understand? If I could go back at certain times of my life and change that, okay. But I don't want to go back and just do it all over again. I don't want 2024. Can I tell you, I don't want none of the 61 again. I don't want none of them again. All right? Everybody understand that? But what I got is I got now. I can finish well till now. This is the last Sunday. I got 3 days left this year. I can finish well this year. The only place I know, the only place that in the world, in the universe, that you can start over is Calvary. There, kneel down where Christ shed His blood and let the blood of Christ cleanse you from sin and save you, or cleanse you from sin that since you've been saved, you can start over today. Only with the Lord can you start over. I can start brand new today and finish well. Think about that. I read in the Bible, and we're not in the message yet, but I read in the Bible where the feller started work one morning, and all the servants were working, and then here come one coming in at the last hour. Come payday, he got paid the same as the rest of them did. Well, some of them didn't like it, and he said, well, that was the deal. That was the deal. Can I tell you, that's the deal the Lord makes. There's many that's been faithful and hit everything right for years and years, and they'll get their payment. Jesus Christ, salvation, eternal life. And there's some that waste their life for year after year and waste their life, a long life. But the last bit, they get in and they have Jesus Christ, salvation, eternal life, just the same. Payment's the same. Only in the Lord does that happen. Think about that. You can't beat that. You can start over. You can start over this morning. We'll have scars. We'll have evidence of maybe a rough life, but we can still start over. And this morning, that's what we want you to concentrate on. Genesis chapter 32, we read about a scoundrel. An old scoundrel named Jacob. That's about all best you can say about him for a while. I mean, he's deceiving in one way, calling on God for help another way, whining about his situation the one time, and then hiding from his brother, wrestled with God. Just one thing right after another. Has sees the Lord, has visitations with the Lord. If it was ever an up and down, if it was ever one of us, it's Jacob. Up and down, in and out, right and wrong. Wrong decisions, selfish, huh? Does that hit anybody yet? I mean, that doesn't warm me out already, just in that part. But the one great thing about Jacob is that he's made it to the Hall of Faith in Hebrews 11. Now, there wasn't that many that made it. And when they talked about the Lord God, they said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and who? Jacob. He's always included in that. Think about that. All the way through. But yet he was one of us. If there was never one of us in the Bible, well, let me tell you, he's one of us. Think about that. He wasn't right when he had trouble when he was born. You know, just an unruly kid. Was it not told that the older would serve the younger, even in his birth? We go all the way through and we see Jacob had problems. But there's some things I want us to look at. One we can find encouragement and challenge in Genesis chapter 32. Let's start at verse 24. Genesis 32, 24. Everybody still with me? I want you to listen carefully this morning. It says, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh to this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. If you'll listen this morning, I want to try to help you. I'll give you a title this morning. It's Crippled But Continuing. Crippled But Continuing. And we're going to try to help you this morning. Jacob's life, we done mentioned some about Jacob's life. He hoodooed Esau, got the birthright, and Esau was supposed to got the birthright, and he didn't just hoodoo him, but it was a good plan. It was a good plan. First, he didn't want to give him nothing to eat. His brother's starving. Well, to start with, Esau wasn't going to starve over one meal, but he thought he was. But Jacob wasn't going to help him. So Jacob said, give me your birthright, and I'll give you both soup. So Esau, worldly as he was, traded his birthright for a bowl of soup. We know the stories. We know the account. Jacob goes in then to get the birthright from his dad, puts on Esau's a hairy man, and Jacob's the not hairy man. And he went in and put on fur around his arms. Now Jacob couldn't, or Isaac couldn't see, so Jacob goes in. Isaac rubs his hands on his old furry arm and says, all right, Esau, you feel like Esau, smell like Esau, talk like Jacob. Jacob slicked him. Got the birthright. That's who we're dealing with. We're dealing with Jacob. Now, if you were going to think about all your deceptions and all your wrongs, they'd be a pile of them. Everybody in here would have a pile of them. We've just done wrong. Every one of us. Well, it didn't end there, it seemed like. Jacob just always had problems. Got down there working for Laban. Then the cart turned around, and Laban lies to Jacob, and Jacob works. He works for a woman. He got one woman that he don't want and ends up with another one. I don't know how a man can get in. Have one you don't want one you don't have. What is it Brother Rick says? It's a whole lot better to have what you don't or want what you don't have. How is it? Have what you don't want or want. Y'all understand. It's all a mess. It's so confusing. I'm confused in trying to tell it. But that's the way he got. That's the way he ended up. But if you watch Jacob's life, there's problems. The Lord still deals with him. I want you to look at your life this morning. Look at the mistakes you've made. Look at your past just for a second. But yet the Lord still deals with you, and will still be good to you. Ain't he wonderful in what he does? He still shows you grace and mercy and blessing. And Jacob gets to see what a lot don't see. He sees a ladder ascending into heaven and God speaking to him. It's amazing that God would even talk to somebody as a scoundrel as what Jacob was. And I look at myself and I think of the scoundrel I am, and I say, man, God will talk to me and use me, bless me. Ain't that wonderful how the Lord does? And he does you the same way. And we're not deserving. If there's any example in the Word of God that shows we don't deserve the blessings of God, it's with Jacob that we don't deserve the blessings of God. Because we're not loyal. We're not 100% in. We're not sold out to him. We do our own thing. We do what we want, when we want, how we want, and filter God in here and there. Huh? Regardless of how we portray, that's the truth. And yet God blesses us hand over fist. He gives us, look at our financial blessing. I say it every year and I can't get over it. Only in America can we have 3 or 4 or 5 Christmases. They people are not going to have Christmas till next week. They've done had so many, they couldn't get them all in. They got to wait till the new year to even have Christmas from last year. I mean, is that blessing or not? And yet we forget God. We don't talk to God. We don't read His Word. We don't go to His house. And yet God blesses hand over fist. Think about that. And Jacob is our example there. But when I think of Jacob and I see what goes on here, there's a lot happens. Jacob of old and him wrestling with the Lord. He didn't wrestle with just an angel. He wrestled with the Lord. Think about that. I've seen God face to face here. Seen Him like that. Think about this. This is what Jacob does. Now let's look at a couple of things. We see Jacob wrestling with God. We see Jacob being changed in for the rest of his life. Can I tell you that if we'll meet with God, we'll be changed by God. But we need to be willing to meet with God. Now Jacob didn't know what all was going on. He had a battle to fight. As far as he knew, him and Esau was going to go at it. Esau was going to kill him. And Jacob needed the Lord. Can I tell you that the Lord will show up when you're not even expecting the Lord? Jacob didn't call on the Lord to come. Jacob sent everybody away that he could be alone, and here comes the Lord. Listen to me this morning. The Lord is there if you'll just go ahead and acknowledge Him. Is everybody all right with that? Think about that. Regardless of the battle, He's there. And that's what we find. We find Jacob then, and when he sees the Lord, he starts wrestling with Him. Well, is that not normal? When we see the Lord, we go to wrestling because He wants us to do one thing and we want to do the other. And we all are accustomed to wrestling with the Lord. Are we still okay? We're just looking at the story here, the account. We'll get on with it. Just hang with me now. But now we see Jacob being changed. Verse 25 says, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, meaning the Lord, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with it. Do you know that Jacob never got over that? You know, there's things that come in our life that affects us, and we never walk the same way. We're never the same. There's things that happen to us that we can't change, but we'll never be the same as we was. Never will. Now, some may say, well, that's good. Some may say that's bad. But nevertheless, I believe this. I believe the Bible teaches this. If you're saved this morning, you belong to the Lord, and the Lord is not going to hurt you unless it helps you. And He's not hurting you a purpose, but it's painful to get us to be where we're supposed to be. Are you following me? He don't sit down and say, I'm going to hurt my children. Nobody does that to their children. For He is a Father that pitieth us like a child, the Bible says, and remembers that we're but dust. Does everybody follow me? So Jacob wrestles with the Lord. He gets his thigh out of shape and the shrinks the sinew in his thigh. And I reckon he was had one leg longer than the other. From then on, he walked with a limp and crippled up. He was crippled for the rest of his life. But yet, I find things happening in his life. We go on and we see him being used of God. He's the father of Joseph. Can I tell you that when they say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jacob was used to save Israel. And you say, how was that? Well, he was Israel, but he begat Joseph who blessed Israel in a time of famine and brought him down in Egypt. Can I tell you that Jacob is the head of all that? Are you following me this morning? Jacob was used of God, but yet he was crippled. He was crippled. He had a past. He was crippled from an experience. He was changed. He didn't walk the same way. You can look at many different ways here. We still all right? We've seen the end and up. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 11. I want you to watch something. Is everybody okay with me this morning? Yeah. Hebrews chapter 11. And I want you to look at verse 21. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21. It says, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph. And look at the next word. And worshipped. He worshipped. Can I tell you? That's what he ended up doing. He just ended up worshiping. You know, that's not a bad thing if you can finish well and just end up worshiping after all your life is over and all your mistakes and all the sorrows and all the tragedies. Can I tell you that he still worshiped? If you read over a few pages there in Genesis, Rachel has the baby. I think we even mentioned it Wednesday night. Benjamin, Jacob buries his true love, but he's limping. He's crippled, but he's going on. He finds himself down there with all the kids, starving to death, sends him to Egypt because he hears there's corn in Egypt. All this works out. He had done lost Joseph as far as he knew, lost a child, lost his wife, lost his child. Now he's going to go to where surely I can find some help, and he ain't really supposed to be down there. But God makes a way, has Joseph down there, has the corn bins full. Jacob and all of Israel, 70 of them, get to be taken care of, given their own land in a strange land. You have so many lessons you can get out of Jacob, but all of it was after he was crippled. All of it after he was crippled. And this morning, he could have been crippled and quit. But he didn't. He continued. He continued. I want you to keep that in your mind now. He was crippled, but he continued. I want to go back up to verse 24 for a minute. It says, and Jacob was left alone. Regardless of what you've been through in 2024, it's you and the Lord. I want you to think about that. There have been circumstances that's come upon all of us. But when it boils right down to the nitty gritty, it's just me and the Lord. It's me and the Lord. Can I tell you that's enough? But it's still me and the Lord. The Lord's working in my life. Now, there's been a lot of circumstances in my life this year. But the Lord is working in my life. These circumstances has affected it. Decisions has affected it. Surroundings has affected it. But it's still me and the Lord. When Jacob got alone, it's when the Lord showed up. When everybody else was out of the way, it was just Jacob and the Lord. And I want to encourage you this morning, let you know the Lord's here. The Lord is with you. The Lord has not forsook you this year. He said, I will never leave thee. I will not forsake thee. He has not. There's been things that's happened that ain't been what you would have chosen. But he didn't forsake you. He's been faithful in every way, and you don't need to quit. You've been crippled this year, but you need to continue. And this morning, we're going to look at a couple of things and how we've got to continue. I'm crippled this year. I've had sorrow in my life this year. Huh? I'm crippled by health and things that's crippled me. I've not made all the right decisions this year. Things I could have done, I didn't. Things I should have done, I didn't. Things I did, I shouldn't have done. But I'm crippled. But what do I need to do? Quit? No, I need to continue. Crippled while continuing. Are you following me this morning? I want you to keep on. I don't want you to quit this morning. See, 2024 was a disaster in a lot of ways. 2024 has been hard on this church. Been hard on the membership of this church. Not trying to bring up old things, but can I tell you, we faced sicknesses this year that has been a shock. Huh? Even today, this morning, you know, there's a little woman not here this morning. It's always here. Miss Carolyn, and Christmas Eve, she messes up something in her back and she can't walk. She's on a walker. All right? She messed up this morning. Well, who sees that coming? You always expect Carolyn to be sitting there. You know, well, I mean, that's the faithful, you know. Nobody expected, I don't know what it is with my family, me falling off a house, BB falling off a building, Joey falling off a house, all my family can't, we don't need to be on ladders, I reckon. Yeah. Joey's working on an addition on his house, falls with the ladder, breaks five ribs, shatters his collarbone, punctures lungs. Already had a touch of pneumonia, now everything's worse. One lung is deflated, one lung's full of pneumonia, on a breathing machine, just in his 40s. Don't know whether he'll live or not. Nobody expected that. Let me see, there are tragedies that happen. But then there's cancers and there's things. Danny Russell just passed. All right? Danny Russell had pneumonia, had a touch of pneumonia, went to the hospital, had congestive heart failure, died with a heart attack. They wasn't expecting that. That wasn't a planned thing. It wasn't, but everything happens. Accidents happen. Car wrecks and cancers and heart attacks and all these things happen. These are things that happen. And it cripples us. Can I tell you that 2024 has crippled us? And this may not be the greatest message you ever hear, but I want to help you this morning that though you've been crippled, you've got to continue. Miss Jean is sitting over in that chair this morning. She hadn't planned on her back being eaten too with cancer tumors. She hadn't planned on that. She hadn't planned on them not taking the tumor out but moving it to the side because of intertwined between nerves. But she's walking today with screws and bolts, huh? But you're crippled, but you got to continue, and you can't let the fact that you're crippled stop you this morning. Does everybody understand? See, our life, our trials, our burdens, our heartaches, our labor, our future are between us and the Lord. Are you hearing me? They're between us and the Lord, and He'll help us. And we got to continue. We've got to continue. I think me and Mooney, we've lost our mother. Cindy's Graves lost her mother. LaDawn lost her mother. Elise lost her mother. Well, that's all this year. Becky lost her mother. That's just all this year here in this church. You understand? That's a big hit to a church. We've lost fathers, brother-in-law, lost a brother-in-law, Shane lost a dad, Mooney lost a husband, huh? Rodney lost a son. Listen, this is our church family here. That's a lot in our family. And we're crippled. And if I missed you, I'm sorry. Raymond lost his mother. Pam lost her mother. Look here, how many we've lost this year. Huh? We're crippled. Trials and burdens and heartaches. Sorrows. Huh? What do we do? Well, we're going to limp the rest of our life. And we're going to have a hard time the rest of our life because our life will never be the same as it was before. We'll never get along like we did in the past. But we can continue And we can continue and see the great things that God still has, though we may not see it now. We can go on. Huh? And that is a big hit for a church just in that respect. Huh? Then we look at the cancers that we're still fighting. And Cindy Cutlip and Garth and... Are you hearing me? Tests that are fixed to come up. Of cancer tests and heart disease and diabetes and kidney disease. All these things that's coming up on people. Their trials, their heartaches. Are you listening to me? But we got to continue. And you can continue in spite of all that. Our past causes crippling. There's people here this morning that because of your past, you're crippled. And can't do maybe what you're supposed to be doing. But that only keeps you from doing maybe one little thing. There's a whole life that you got that you can serve God. Be a soul winner. Be a prayer warrior. Teach the Word of God. Are you hearing me? Are y'all hearing me this morning? Amen. Hear me this morning. Our past cripples us. Our failures cause us crippling. Our past causes crippling. Our failures cause us crippling. If I was asking you to raise your hand, how many made a dumb choice this year? You know, I ain't going to raise mine. I need to raise both my hands, both my feet, each finger, each toe. Bar you and lift yours for a while and line up just to count them, huh? You know, mate, son? Yeah. We've all had failures. We've all had the failures. But then they've crippled us. But what do we got to continue. Why? Because it's still me and the Lord. And the Lord's working with things in my life and your life. And we don't understand. You say, yeah, but I lost my mommy. Listen, I didn't lose my mommy. I know where mommy's at. I'm not been in the house since my mommy died, since the day of the funeral. I can't bring myself to go there yet. It still hurts. I pick up the phone every day to call, and it still hurts, all that. But listen to me. That was between God and mommy. Mommy wanted to see the Lord. Wanted to be with Daddy. Wanted to be with the Lord. And all of them. Listen to me this morning. What have I got to do? I got to continue. It crippled me. I spent the first Christmas without my mommy this year. It was not a happy holiday. It wasn't. Huh? Because of memory. But it wasn't bad memories. The memories I had were good memories. The memories I had of the Christmas tree in the old house when we was all together and the Christmas videos, all them things was a joy, but it hurt because I'm crippled. I don't work, I don't walk the same. But I got to continue because God's great and He's great. Hey, I can start over the brand new year. I can still start over. I can start over this morning from my past and from my past failures. I can start again this morning. Amen. Things ain't the same. Me and Yogi, my buddy, was talking the other day, you know, at Christmas time, me and Cheryl Teddy testified about a Wednesday. Christmas Day, me and Cheryl was there by ourselves. Yogi was there. He was talking about it. He said, you know, he said, everybody's gone more. He said, we used to all go to grandpa's, grandma's at Christmas, and they're gone. Then we went to mom and dad's, and they're gone. He said, now everybody goes their way, and we just sit there. Well, that's life. That's the way of life. I don't like it, but it's the way of life. Well, I'm crippled. From disease, I'm crippled. I got of all things, I find out I'm a diabetic, and now they blood pressure's great. Blood pressure's, I got better blood pressure than probably anybody in here. I mean, like an they told me I had the blood pressure of an athlete. Can you believe that? But they said, but you're a diabetic, and I'm on medicine. Now they put me on shots and medicine and all these things. Two medicines, one of them morning, one of them night. Now a shot, getting ready to get started. Y'all didn't know how sweet I was. They can't even control my sweetness. I didn't need that. I already got a bad heart. Now it's going to affect my heart. And now you got to... Everybody, listen, everybody say, don't eat this, don't eat that. You know, the aggravation of diabetes is worse than the disease. If everybody just leave me alone. Right? Are you listening to me? But it's crippling. What we do, we got to continue. Jacob continued. He went on and he watches God work in his life. Esau makes up with him. They become brothers again. If you look at it, they don't kill one another. He has a family. He sees Israel saved. He gets his name put in the hall of faith. That's not bad for somebody that's crippled. And I'm wanting you to know this morning that though you be crippled, you can continue. There's nothing stopping you this morning, but you. Our burdens and our trials causes crippling, but God says continue. Our sorrow causes crippling, but God says continue. Our sickness causes crippling, but God says to continue. We can continue. Listen, we've got a year looking us in the face that we're on short time and we better get some things done, and you're needed. You're needed in the work of the Lord. You're needed in the church. You're needed for your family. Your family is watching you. They need you to be in there with God. They need you to be on your face before God. They need you. You say, well, they're going to have to do it. Yeah, but they need you. We need you. I hope you still need me. I read in Job chapter 1, and though his children were grown, he still offered sacrifice and prayed for his children because he didn't realize or know whether they was doing it on their own. So he hung in there for his children. He loses all of them and he worships. He continues. He lost all of his money, all of his children, all hopes of grandchildren. He lost everything he had and he knelt down and worshiped. He continued. He continued. And did he not say, though he slay me, yeah, well, I trust him. For I know when I'm tried. What did he say? When I'm tried, I shall come forth as gold. Continue. It's worth. I want to encourage you to keep on. Miss Jean don't know what's going to happen with her yet. She don't have a clue. Dean, I ain't trying to preach to you this morning, but y'all have started a ministry in Kenya. Alright? But God just said, oh no, push the wrong button. He didn't know that. I mean, he didn't do that. He already understood all that. You say, well, how does she do that? You just got to continue. You say, well, I just don't understand all that. Well, it ain't none of your business. Because that's boy Jean and God. And your life is you and God. And me, my life is me and God. Are you understand? I'm trying to help you this morning if you'll let me. Trying to help you, that those who be crippled. It says, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. I go on down there, and as he passed over Phanuel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. It never left him. Verse 32, therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. The children of Israel were so touched by the crippling of Jacob that to this day, they've never forgotten. And you're crippling this morning. You're crippled in many ways. And it's a help to everybody that follows you. You don't see it, but it's a help. It's a help. We don't know how we're going to minister to people. See, I used to be able to minister to everyone who lost their daddy. But I never had lost my mama. But now I can minister to people who lose their mom and their dad. You lose your dad at a young age. I lost my dad at a young age. Well, I lost my mom at an old age. Well, I lost my mom at an older age. I can help you. I can help you. There's things. Teddy and Janie lost a child in an accident. Only Teddy and Janie can go to a little child. To a parent who lost a little child. I can't. How many people have y'all already helped, Kim, you and Brother Rick? Because you've lost a son that was grown. And you can help. But you got to continue. You're crippled. You'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. But you got to continue, and you have. You got to continue. Listen, you've lost a son. Got to continue. You got to continue. That was between him and the Lord. You got to continue, buddy. At least we got to. You don't know what the future holds. We lost mom, lost dad. Got to continue. Moonbeam, Shane, we got to continue. We can't quit. Now's not the time to quit. You say it ain't easy. No, it's not easy. Because we'll never walk the same. We'll walk with a limp, and everybody's going to see it. Everybody's going to notice it. Everybody's going to know that something ain't right. But it is right. See, we're different, ain't we, baby? When they're all gone, we're different. We're different. Are you listening to me this morning? Laura lost her mommy. There's another. I mean, look at all of it. We've lost our mommy this year. My, I didn't realize how many it was, but that's too many all this year. Our sorrows causes crippling, but God says to continue. Our sickness causes crippling, but God says to continue. We can't quit because we're sick. Huh? The things that we go through, listen to me now, may not be the divine will of God. I made some choices that was not the will of God that I've got to suffer for. But now, there's things He'll help me with. There's things I'm still permitted to do. Are you listening to me? Do I have regrets? Yeah, I do have regrets. But can I tell you, I need to forget those things which are behind and press forward toward the mark, the prize of the high calling. That's what Paul said. I ain't ever killed nobody. Paul had to live his life as a murderer. Wonder how many times he was thrown up. If so, when he started, preaching, he got saved, started, and they said, wait a minute, is this not the one who persecuted us? I mean, he didn't kill one guy, he killed a bunch of guys. As far as I know, from what the history would have, he killed men, women, and children. And God saves him, calls him to preach. Whoa, wait a minute. You know, they used to say, if you was a drunkard and got saved, well, God probably called him a priest, because it seemed like God always called the meanest or the roughest or the honorest. You know? That's what people used to say. Yeah. Are you listening to me this morning? I'm trying to help you just let you know. You say, well, Mark, it hurts. Listen, nobody knows the hurt you feel but you. Nobody can sympathize, but empathize. We say we can, but we can't. If you're sick, nobody knows how you feel. If you've lost somebody, nobody knows how you feel. If you've lost a husband, a daddy, a mommy, a kid, nobody knows how you feel. I don't care what anybody says. Nobody knows how you feel. Nobody knows how you feel from your mistakes, your regret. Nobody knows. Nobody feels what you feel but Him.
That's right.
For surely He has borne our sorrow and carried our grief, and the chastisement of our peace is laid upon Him. He has done it all for me and you this morning. And He says, continue. That's what He said. Our limp, our crippling will work for God if we'll let it. You say that's not possible. Well, there's a man by the name of Ron Hamilton. Ron Hamilton, in 1978, got cancer in his eye. And they took his eyeball out. And they put a patch over his eye when he came home from the hospital. And kids make fun of him, kind of like, "You a pirate?" You know how people are, "You a pirate? You a pirate?" Now, he was already a musician, a singer, songwriter, worked for the Lord, but he lost his eye to cancer. So what did Ron Hamilton do? Well, he quit, got in the cave, and said, "Forget God." No, he said, "I'm going to wear this patch from now on, and I'm going to start a children's ministry for young people, and I'm going to name it Patch the Pirate." And Patch the Pirate has been in churches all over this country, and thousands of people saved because of Ron Hamilton continued when he was crippled. And he wrote a song that says, "Rejoice in the Lord. He makes no mistakes." How could a man write that when they done took his eyeball out and people make fun of him? I mean, wouldn't you know that though he was crippled, he continued?
Yeah.
Fanny Crosby. We all know who Fanny Crosby is. If you ever sung a hymn, you probably sung one of hers. She's credited on the 55,000 to 9,000 hymns, who knows, of poems and everything else. But she didn't start out blind because of a doctor that done the wrong thing on her. She lost her sight as a young girl. That was bad enough. She got married, lost her only kid. A lot of people, nobody wants to talk about that. You never hear nobody say that. She got married to a blind man. They didn't have much relationship. They had a kid, and the kid died when it was little. And she saw more with the Lord than you can imagine. Huh? Can you imagine someone after they lost their eyesight because somebody messed up? Huh? Think about that. Her mom died. Her dad was dead when she was little. Grandparents raised her. Gets married, goes to school, gets married, finds somebody that'll love her blind. Well, he's blind to have a kid. He dies, or the baby dies, and he goes on with his career, and they stay married, but they don't have much relationship. That was her life, if you go back and read her history. Crippled. But she wrote, "Savior more than life to me, guide me gently, gently close to thee." Now, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased. Man, as she wrote about the one taking care of me, I want you to continue this morning. I challenge you and encourage you to continue. Huh? You say, "Yeah, but you don't know what I've done." Well, Peter looks at the Lord and says, "You ain't got no business talking like that, like you're going to die." How would you like to have the reputation of rebuking Jesus? And then right after you rebuke him, denies you ever knew him. Huh? And after you deny that you know him, find yourself out there fishing one night, naked, no clothes on, out there fishing, toiling, forgetting God, and he comes to you and says, come and let me feed you by the supper. He gets his clothes on, comes over to the bank, says, now, do you love me? Yes or no? You love me? Yeah, then feed my sheep. Do you love me? Yes, feed my sheep. Are you sure you love me? Yeah, feed my lambs. Feed them all. Feed them. And he went and preached one little sermon. Thousands get saved. Preaches again. Thousands get saved. In just two little messages, 8,000 people come to Christ. I think he continued. You gotta be willing to continue. Listen. Nobody can make light of your sorrow. Nobody can make light of your failures. Nobody can make light of your past, your sickness, and that's crippled you. Nobody can make light of none of that. And nobody can understand it. But you can continue. Cheryl, go to pen. Crippled, but continuing. Crippled. Can I say that I was crippled from a fall? I was crippled, literally, I was crippled from a fall. But the King, he sent word, sent me at the table. He don't see my crippled feet. He don't see my crippled legs. But he sets me at a table, and I eat with everybody else. That's what he did to Mephibosheth. Crippled, but continuing. Listen, there's some here this morning that your past has robbed you of joy, and you don't think you can ever be used of God. You need to get out of it this morning. Let God use you. Just continue. You can't fix what's happened. You need to continue. A lot of us here this morning that we've done got a life now that's not the same. Houses are empty. Events are empty. Not the same. Not the same. But Jacob was alone with the Lord and wrestled with the Lord, and the Lord marked him and changed him and used him. I'm just going to encourage you to hang in there with the Lord this morning. Let's stand together. Hope you come.